I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
TGIF Radio. Radio. All right, yo, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Sean Don. You are listening to TGIF Radio. What's up? Chris James is in the building.
What's going on, y'all? Name's Chris James. How you doing?
What up?
Welcome to Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
It's been Friday for a minute, but now it's TGIF.
So. Right. Now you're listening to TGIF. We about to go ahead and get your Friday started. Right. All right. It's a very cold day here in Nashville, Tennessee, but we still lit. We still turned, and we ready to get the show on the road.
Yeah, I'm pretty lit myself.
Literally, we pretty lit right now. You know, we even go we stuff for y'all real quick. Yo, Chris James, what's been going on with you this week, real quick?
Man, we're working on this music for the most part, trying to get it. We like on the brink of getting this album done.
Yes, if you didn't know, me and Chris James is working on the project called Nashville Nights. It's dropping real soon. We have been working crazy on there, so y'all definitely gotta check it out. And we do got a surprise for y'all. I am going to drop the first single produced by Chris James on this podcast today.
Yes, y'all gonna like this one.
Y'all gonna love it. And we got a lot of dope music from a lot of different independent artists that we've been looking for. A lot of people have been hitting us up, and we gonna go ahead and play their music. It's gonna be lit. It's gonna be turn. We're gonna have a good time on this Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday, so go ahead, get ready for it.
Real quick, before we go ahead and move to the first song, which is going to be Lotto, by the way, Try Me. You know, there was a fire we discussed last week in Gatlinburg.
Gatlinburg.
And word around the street is that some juveniles started the fire.
Yeah, it apparently was a case, well, they're treating it like a case of arson. And it was like two teenagers apparently up in the mountains that started the fire.
And you know, they probably was just
being dumb, being teenagers.
Man, they messed up.
You see the repercussion of, right.
14 people dead. The whole town had to evacuate. People's property got destroyed.
That's ridiculous.
They messed up. I feel bad for them, but you know, at the same time, I don't.
Right. It's like, that's a big lesson to learn.
They made a huge mistake, man.
Yeah.
Huge mistake.
That's a big lesson to learn when you're a teenager.
It's sad, but shout out to the people in Gatlinburg, the families. I know Dolly Parton, she's having a telethon. I just read not too long ago, Taylor Swift just donated $100,000 to Dolly Parton Foundation, whatever she's got going on, trying to help Gatlinburg.
You said Taylor Swift?
Yeah, Taylor Swift did. Okay. She just donated about $100,000. You know, she got that bank, so, you know.
Right.
It ain't nothing for her. It ain't nothing for Taylor Swift, but y'all stay tuned. We about to go ahead and jump into this hot artist real quick. His name is Lotto. You about to go ahead and listen to Try Me. Turn up, it's Friday.
Man, they tryna treat me like I'm a gimmick.
Try me.
I don't understand what is so amusing.
Try me.
When I pull up in that 40, get to barking.
Try me.
You don't say shit cause you know that I be on it.
Try me.
Man, they tryna treat me like I'm a gimmick.
Try me.
I don't understand what is so amusing.
Try me.
When I pull up in that 40, get to barking.
Try me.
You don't say shit cause you know that I be on it.
Try me.
Pull up on the scene. I'm just doing me. I always gotta win. I do this for the team. I gotta get a bitch. Fuck her for the night. If she start to trip, I kick her out of sight. I fly out in a spaceship. All you hoes basic. I'm too dope, laced it. When I come around, same shit. When you hear them shots ring out, I'm finna bring your faith out. Ain't shit you say now. Delivery take out like. This is for my haters, what's up? This is for my haters, what's up? When I pull up on a bitch like,
yeah.
Man, they tryna treat me like I'm a gimmick.
Try me.
I don't understand what is so amusing.
Try me.
When I pull up in that 40, get to barking.
Try me.
You don't say shit cause you know that I be on it.
Try me.
Man, they tryna treat me like I'm a gimmick.
Try me.
I don't understand what is so amusing.
Try me.
When I pull up in that 40, get to barking.
Try me.
You don't say shit cause you know that I be on it.
Try me.
All these bitches make me. Singing like they with me. If I hear my name come out your mouth, I hope you fucking with me. Cause my shooter's always ready. Leave you like spaghetti. All about my Fetty. Never rockin' Fendi. Catch me in some Dickies. Looking hella heavy. West side, I throw it up. The city rocking with me. Checks never bouncing. Cause I'm all about my Chetty. Haters looking crazy. Pull your bitch like confetti. Ah. This is for my haters, what's up? This is for my haters, what's up?
This is for my,
haters, what's up? When I pull up on a bitch like,
yeah.
Man, they tryna treat me like I'm a gimmick.
Try me.
I don't understand what is so amusing.
Try me.
When I pull up in that 40, get to barking.
Try me.
You don't say shit cause you know that I be on it.
Try me.
Man, they tryna treat me like I'm a gimmick.
Try me.
I don't understand what is so amusing.
Try me.
When I pull up in that 40, get to barking.
Try me.
You don't say shit cause you know that I be on it.
Try me.
They always tryna test me, make them disappear like they pulled a Houdini. You ain't fucking with me, my whole squad reckless. Rob you for your chain, now you looking necklace. Run up on me, you gon' need a fucking facelift. Talking all that bullshit'll get you lit up. Used to have a bitch, but she got fed up. Now it's money over bitches, homie, get your weight up, weight up. This is for my haters, what's up? This is for my haters, what's up? This is for my haters, what's up? When I pull up on a bitch like,
Yo, what's up, y'all? And we are back. You're listening to TGIF Radio, and we back.
And we back.
No, I'm just playing, y'all. We really lit. You listening to TGIF Radio. Real quick, J. Cole just dropped For Your Eyes Only last night.
Yeah.
Chris James, did you get a chance to listen to it at all?
Man, I didn't get a chance to listen to but, like, the first two songs.
All right. And
I like what I heard so far, though. It's definitely interesting, so I'm gonna be looking out for it.
Most definitely. I actually got a chance to listen to the whole album. I really liked it. It wasn't what I was expecting. It's really dope. I mean, it's J. Cole, but I feel like this album so far, maybe I got to warm up a little bit to it, but it's not better than Forest Hill Drive as of right now.
But I had to warm up to that album too, though.
Really? Like, when I first listened to Forest Hill Drive, I knew that album was special, like, right off the bat. So, like I said, I give it a couple of more listens. It's good. It just wasn't what I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
It's very laid back, and, you know, his singles was really like, grrr, you
right.
know, he was like in beast mode. Some people saying he was attacking, you know,
Kanye,
Drake, mm-hmm. Lil Uzi Vert, the 21 Savages, Wale.
Young
and this
Lil
album
Yachty.
Was like the complete opposite. So it was crazy.
Yeah.
I think one of the songs or two of the songs on the album is dedicated to his daughter. I don't know if he already had a daughter.
Yeah, he just had a daughter.
Just had a daughter.
I think either yesterday or Wednesday.
Right. So definitely got to say congrats to Cole. Like I said, he didn't have no features. The album is good. I don't want to disown it at all. It's a very good album. Just what I wasn't expecting based upon the singles. Also, Post Malone dropped Ab Soul drop.
Yeah.
Her Ab Soul album is fire. Didn't get a chance to listen to none of their albums. Tech N9ne dropped. But we both listened to Childish Gambino. We're big fans. So we definitely got to talk about Childish Gambino real quick.
Yeah.
Was it hot or flop? And by the way, this is a hot or flop segment. Was it hot or flop talking about Childish Gambino, Waken My Love?
Let's go. I thought it was hot.
Okay.
And I'm going to say what I said before. You got to be grown to appreciate this album.
Uh-huh.
This is an album that I feel like people our age might be able to like it. They may not. But like anybody over the age of like 35 would love this album.
Because
it's like such a good funk album, fucking psychedelic. Like, it reminds me, it's like George Clinton is back in style or something like that.
I mean, I really appreciated the album. Like I said, I wasn't disappointed that he didn't rap, because I do like when artists like take a whole new direction.
Right.
I really do appreciate the album for what it is. Like you said, it's very funky, Prince inspired. Like you said, we said George Clinton.
Yeah.
George Clinton inspired, and his first two singles is bumping, man. That Redbone and Me and Your Mama.
Yeah.
You know, that's some type of make love type music right there. Right. So if you're not on that level mentally, then you're not going to appreciate that type of music. But I definitely appreciate what Childish Gambino did with this album. Read an interview online. He said that he didn't have much fun making this album. He said it was just so much going on. But also, he said there was no auto pitch correction on his voice. He said that was him. All him. So definitely got to say it was a good album, man.
Right.
I don't know if it made my top 10, maybe top 20, 25, but yeah, it's definitely a good album.
I can see it top 20, not top 10 though. But that doesn't mean I don't appreciate what he did. I feel like if Lil Wayne can drop a punk rock album, and what's his name, Kid Cudi, could drop that grunge rock album, then he should be able to
drop whatever he wants. And it's not bad. It wasn't garbage. You guys should hear the effort in there. So I really appreciated the album, man. I'm definitely looking forward to this Drake album. At first, I wasn't. But now, since J. Cole dropped, I'm pretty sure Drake is going to try to up him a little bit. Just, you know, so he can.
Is that still coming out? I haven't heard nothing about it.
Yeah, it's still coming out. I mean, you can't just say this album is coming out and then just take it away.
Oh,
and then
you haven't seen.
Describe
you
why.
Haven't seen Travis Scott. Oh, I mean, if there's a reason why it won't drop, I'd understand. I'm just saying, I haven't heard nothing about
it. I'm pretty sure
it's I heard that it wasn't December 3rd, and then December 3rd came and it didn't drop, and then that's the last I heard.
I heard it was December 3rd, but then I heard some people from the OVO camp said it's not dropping on December 3rd. So it's still December. It's the very beginning of December, so I'm pretty sure the album is still dropping.
Okay.
Definitely got to mention, who else is supposed to be dropping? Kid Cudi.
Yeah, I
haven't been feeling Kid Cudi music in a while, but I'm really loving his hook on Father That I Stretch My Hands. He also got this song out called Wave. How do it go? It's like, man, it's a, I'm on a new wave. It's nothing for my baby. It's something. He's talking about he's in his own lane. He's not jumping on people's lanes or waves. It's a really good song. I really like the
atmosphere. Is this a song he did with Travis Scott?
I don't know if it's a song with Travis Scott, but in the video, he had Jaden Smith in there, so.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. I still don't know what song that is, but I know what you're talking about.
It's cool. Well, we're about to go ahead and jump into some more music.
Did you say Absol?
Yeah, I said Absol. Absol drop. I heard his album was good. Haven't got a chance to listen to it yet. Hopefully, I listen to it this week, and then y'all definitely hear about my opinion about Absol.
Yeah.
Next week. Also, he did confirm, don't know how true this is, allegedly, he confirmed that J. Cole, K-Dot, that album already happened. They got it. It's made. So now we're just waiting on a release date. So hopefully, it'll be soon. But we're about to jump to some new music. We're going to go ahead and jump to Clever Kid. We might jump to this song.
Just play it. For my neck. Just another stone to collect. Hovers over me while I sleep. Waiting patiently for my death. Try to cash in on all my debts. Good times I can't recollect. Shadows on my wall begin to creep. Eager to feast upon what's left. They already know about it, Reaper in my face, I can't go around it, I'm still here, people so astounded, Holy Father, holy water drowning. Oh my God, a light at the end is a mirage. Satan spawned a crack of dove like angels in the skies. I'm holding on, I'm going strong, escaping my demise. What is wrong, what's going on, I can't believe my eyes. So who the fuck wanna die? Couldn't burn with the law, I'm not surprised. Laying stiff while I'm sleeping, I'm paralyzed. This type of shit so typical, I see a shadow cast on my peripheral. Running fast, getting nowhere like an elliptical. It's real fear, bring up the side that's so biblical. Maybe wouldn't happen to me if I was spiritual. Thought of it, it's haunting me, I guess that's just what spirits do. Doing this for my well-being, get a clue. Better look behind your back before they get at you. Better give up the ghost and try to take it from the physical. Try to cash in on all my debts. Good times I can't recollect.
moves. Look at you continue to play the fool. Walking around like you untouchable. Ain't open third eye against the rules. So I guess you finesse all them jewels. You the best in your quest for the truth. Wanna live life like a Huxtable. Nonetheless, you can catch a chosen few. Ezzy told me that it'll be okay. Kai told me that it'll be okay. Trevor told me you my closest homie. Either big or low key, I got you either way. Only difference is I can't sleep under my own fear of not coming back. Don't feel like home here, my spirit's been attacked. Feel so alone, dear, I'm scared to get attached. There ain't no coming back. Give me a hole when that is that. The theory of darkness is a fact. Fucking up, I have a knack. High faith is something that I lack. Recession up was real, been detached. Rock me took me to the church, the pastor took me under. From this dad, walk with him and still make me wonder. Find myself walking alone the next summer. I guess that's what's happened when you no longer the hunter. Risen days later from my internal slumber. Giving trust is my world's biggest blunder. It's the end of the world, reporting live from my bunker.
Silhouettes grabbing for my neck. Just another stone to collect.
My check. Yo, 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 what's up? It's TGIF Radio. Y'all were just listening to Clever Kid. That's right, I got the name right this time.
Yeah, there you go. You practice.
I sure did while the song was playing. I was practicing. But that's Clever Kid, Shadows Part 2. Make sure y'all go check him out on SoundCloud. We got his music on TGIF Radio page. But we're going to go ahead and keep the show rolling. We definitely want to get started with the old word segment. Chris, what's going on?
So apparently, Kanye West... You know, he just recently got out of, I guess it's the mental institution. I don't know if it was a mental hospital or just a regular hospital.
Just accept the facts, man. You've been saying you don't know for the last 2 weeks.
I mean, I'm just saying that because I didn't see it say one way or the other. I mean, if it's...
All right.
If you got a source that says it's a mental hospital...
Let's just say allegedly he was in the mental hospital.
Okay.
I mean, everybody know he was in the mental hospital. I mean...
Okay.
But it's okay if you don't want to believe that. But, I mean, what's been going on with Kanye? What's going on?
Apparently, he just got out recently and... Now he decided to dye his hair blonde, and I mean, I think it fits him. I think it do look like something Kanye would do, and now that Kanye's done it, it fits.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people are like, what the hell is wrong with him?
I don't know. I like it, but man, Kanye West has been going through a lot this year. You know, recently he just ended his St. Pablo tour.
Yeah.
The Life of St. Pablo. We was actually there. It was a dope tour. It was crazy energy. It was dope. It was Kanye. You got to see Kanye West live. If you never see him live, you got to see Kanye. He's a very dope artist. But allegedly, he got checked into a mental institution. Kris Jenner. I mean, yeah, her name is Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner wanted to say, you know, it's because of depression. Uh-huh. A lot of people, you know, been saying that he was very depressed because, you know, around the time, you know, his mom's anniversary of her death, he, you know, gets a little crazy. But that's not it. You know, allegedly, they're saying that Kim Kardashian wants to go ahead and divorce Kanye. Don't know how true this is.
Yes.
Because when he did left the hospital, they said they left and they're living separately right now. She don't want him around the kids. How do you feel about that, Kris James?
I mean, I can understand him not wanting him around the kids and everything. But I don't think this is something that you're supposed to go all the way to divorce over. You should be able to... This is something that could be very temporary that you could easily work out. And, I mean, if they have other problems, this could be the source of those other problems they're having.
Maybe. I don't know what's going on in their personal relationship. I definitely love Kim and Kanye together. They're a power couple. They look good together. They fashion. They dope. So I really don't want to see this, you know, happen, especially 2 kids later, you know.
But this is, it's definitely all speculation now.
All speculation,
one source says that she's filed for a divorce, but E themselves have come out and said that was a rumor.
Yeah.
So pretty much we just gonna have to sit and wait to see how it plays out.
We're definitely gonna have to see. You know, it's been controversial too because, you know, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they got their TV show on E, and a lot of people was upset because they were saying that they even filmed, you know, got some footage of Kanye at the hospital. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like
did they
should have just Yeah, allegedly. I mean, allegedly. We just gonna say allegedly, but yeah, they got some footage for their TV show. You know, they do a live TV show.
Yeah.
Not live, but a reality show. A lot of people's not feeling that. Man.
Did they get footage of her getting robbed? Well, I mean, obviously not of her getting robbed, but like, did they get footage like after that incident?
I'm pretty sure they did. Oh, okay. I don't know. I mean, it's a reality show, so they gotta record, you know.
Let me put it like this. We could say whatever we want to say regarding our own morality and our own expectations, but as far as them, if it says in their contracts and they agree to that, then like the cameras don't go off for whatever reason, and that's the way they want to do it, then that's just the way they're going to do it.
That's if that's in their contract. We really don't know. But moving forward, well, actually, we're not really moving forward. We're still talking about the Kardashians. The Kardashians is always in the news, man.
Yeah.
But anyways, we definitely got to talk about this whole Blac Chyna and Rob situation. You know, Blac Chyna just have her daughter. Didn't Blac Chyna and Rob, did they get married yet? Or?
I don't know.
They're supposed to be getting married.
They're supposed to be doing something.
And you know, Blac Chyna last name is about to be Kardashian. Well, it's been like this big hoopla, blah, 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 that, you know, the Kardashians were suing Blac Chyna because they didn't want Blac Chyna to use their name for anything. They're like, this is our name, you know, so it's been crazy. Well, I mean, they're going back and forth, but allegedly, they said that the Kardashians called off challenging Blac Chyna, the lawyers, you know.
That's silly for them to want to. They said that the lawyers wanted to do that.
Nah, they wanted to do that. They didn't want Blac Chyna to make money off their name. And I can understand that as a business decision because, you
as
know,
a business
Kardashian
decision, but
is a huge name. And
but this is
you
completely,
put Kardashian on anything,
this is completely different.
Sell. No. They don't want Blac Chyna to make money off
this,
their name, basically.
This is completely different.
That's
though.
Not different to me. I'm
because,
sorry.
Because if you...
like, if I want
if
you making money off my
if
Kardashian
letting
name...
Other people, if you letting other people use your... You taking other people's name, like Kim Kardashian. Her name's Kim Kardashian West. So she took Kanye West's name. I know it may not... She may not get
West
money
name,
off of that.
But her,
I mean, that's
she's
just...
She's more known as Kim Kardashian than Kim
but,
Kardashian
But then
West.
What would have... What would have been like if they had came out and then all of a sudden now people are suing Kim Kardashian because they don't want to take Kanye West's name, even though Kanye West's name don't nearly mean as much. What then how would that look?
We all know how big the Kardashian name is. So if you got this name and this name is making you money, you can put Kardashian anywhere.
But at the same time,
why do you want somebody who's going to get married and really
because
don't
it's,
like
because it's well
who
first
you
of
don't
all
like
it's,
is going to take your name and probably say start up their own clothing line and you just got
nah,
Kardashian.
But
here's
his, this, that's
sell.
The thing about it though. First of all, this is marriage, and so it should be
no,
separate from
saying,
business.
No,
no, no, wait,
hold
on, hold on.
They don't want her to take the
no,
name.
I understand. No, I understand.
They don't want her to
hold
like,
on, yeah, I understand.
Sell clothes, put.
Shannon, I understand
on
what you're saying.
So what's the issue?
What I'm saying is, just how it could be separate, you could still have binding contracts for marriage. And one of the in the contract, it could say that she could only put that name on her birth certificate or whatever, on her taxes
yeah,
or whatever,
maybe,
and then
maybe
and
that's what
can't
is going
use it
on.
Like publicly or something like that. There's many ways around it other than just suing somebody and just being like you can't marry them and take their name. That don't make sense. But if you say you can't marry them and then use their name for publicity or use their name for profit, I'd understand that.
Yeah, that's
that makes
what they
plenty
don't want.
Sense.
That makes sense.
But
me,
there's
so
plenty
I,
of ways to do that
idea.
Without suing somebody, though.
Well, I don't know how they was going about it in full detail. All I know, allegedly, lawyers got involved and they're, you know, was battling with Blac Chyna. But we're really not moving forward. I keep saying moving forward, but the Kardashians just stay in the goddamn news. We're going to go ahead and move forward to Kylie Jenner, man. You know.
What's going on with her?
21 Savage versus Tyler.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, so basically what's going on, 21 Savage made a tweet or something on social media saying, you know, he liked Kylie. So then TMZ got involved. Was like, yo, 21, you know, what would you do with Kylie? And he was like, I will tap that ass, you know? So, you know.
Wait, he said more than just he liked Kylie, though. Remember, it said in the caption.
Oh, what? Well, the very first post.
Okay.
The second incident was with TMZ when was like, I want to tap that ass. And the third incident was,
Oh, wait, so it was more than.
Yeah, it's a lot of different incidents that's going on. So right now, we're basically talking about Tyga versus 21 Savage.
Hey, wait, what was the third one, did you say?
The third one was when Tyga replied back to him, basically, saying it was foolish. Then Tyga rapped over the Red Ops beat. had Kylie Jenner recording them and stuff like that. So then 21 Savage made Kylie Jenner his profile picture for Instagram with a knife dagger in the middle of her forehead.
Uh-huh.
So basically what I want to know, if it comes down to it, into a fist fight to win Kylie Jenner's love, Tyga versus 21 Savage. Who's going to win in that fight, man? No guns. We already know. He'd be like, pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, fist I don't know. First of all, I don't even know what Tyga looked like. I mean,
you don't know who Tyga looked like?
No, I don't know what Tyga looked like. You don't know Tyga? I don't care nothing about Tyga because Tyga hasn't been relevant since like 2009, 2010. But as far as 21 Savage, this, and I told you this, like, ever since Drake bought him, he should not have bought this dude that car, because ever since then, it's gas his head up. Because I was like, you don't even have a debut album yet. You got like
21 Savage responded to Tyga, talking about shout out to all my white chicks, wife and niggas. Yeah. And had a picture of, yeah.
And this dude has only had like two hot songs and only one on the radio that I could think of. Mm-hmm. And yet here you are starting beef with somebody like Tyga. Now, I will commend him on the fact that he went after Tyga, because Tyga isn't necessarily, you know, he ain't hot. He ain't like big fish, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It ain't like he went for Jay-Z or something. Obviously, Jay-Z wouldn't even bother. But
yeah, I wouldn't.
He went for somebody who was down there. But I still don't think he on Tyga's level. Like, everybody,
he's not on Tyga's level, but I mean, Tyga's an easy target.
Tyga is an easy target because of his current situation. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, though, like, I feel like somebody a little bit less green than 21 Savage would be more apt to step to Tyga.
I mean,
like,
his name is 21 Savage. I really don't think he give a damn.
Obviously. But
I mean, this dude is a street, like, this ain't no for show type street guy. This is a real ignorant ass street nigga.
But
baby.
See, that's my problem.
Like, he don't care.
That's my problem, though. It's just like, there's too much not caring. I'm pretty sure.
But he's 21 Savage, so it's like, you know, it kind of fits his look, his brand. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like,
okay, but
it's like, you know, he's not really gonna take no hits with this. You
say he's not gonna take no hits. He's not gonna take no hits.
He probably got booster fans this week.
I feel like the whatever fans he got, I don't think he really gained no fans. I feel like either people didn't care. I'd say for the most part, nobody cared. I'd say for the most part, everybody was just looking at how foolish this whole situation was. Or at least I know I was.
I mean, it is foolish. It's funny to me. It's entertaining.
Yeah, it was entertaining
and
to me, too.
I could definitely expect that.
Especially, did you see the, he had made a, 21 Savage made a post on Twitter talking about, now I got to add you to my list. Yeah. I was like, you need to stop getting Tyga all spooked and everything.
Right, right. Tyga, man, it's funny. Like I said, the Kardashians stay in the news. But we definitely going to go ahead and jump right back into some music, man. We got this dope R&B artist. His name is Ivy. Me, I'm feeling his sound a lot.
Is Ivy?
Ivy, that's
okay.
His name. We,
I like
we,
that.
Well, we about to go ahead and play Ivy, man. Man, music is dope. Music
yeah,
is dope.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Y'all
yeah.
Check it out though, real quick.
That 1998 Honda, you remind me of somebody I know. She asked me, do you wanna go on a long walk down the governor's trail? Yeah, I guess I could. Yeah, I bet you would if you had the chance. And I don't like the way you look at other men when you're staring at them. You and your two friends, and I'm new. They don't even know me. They look at me and say, I'm better than the old me. The old 70 degrees, we in a big field. this girl. She just trying to see the world. Felicia Lopez, I see you in the pictures now and then. You still look as beautiful as when I first saw you. Oh, but your friends, you.
About me and what I do and how I get it. Iceberg Johnson telling me she acting fishy. I don't wanna trust these niggas, they be fishy too. Only thing I'm worried about is smelling fish on you. Hop on that whip, making the top drop. I don't give a shit.
Nope.
I'm liable to drop her off. A Japanese chick, straight like her hair so long, and not till that hoe so long.
Bye.
Not to the hoe so long. And not to the hoe so long. Who got the camera? Pointed at me like Amanda and shoot me like Rambo. Grip on the handle. Ball like a rich fan, wanna fit in who mando. It ain't no problem, I'm about to get all the people who be lit just like candle. Life ain't no game, but I just played it, now I'm off the Comic-Con panel. I hear the money now. Waiting at the bank for me, they tell me not to let them down. Niggas never pray for me, and all they want's for me to fall. Saw so many E-thugging niggas, I ain't meet this fall. She wanna know about me and what I do and how I get it. Iceberg Johnson telling me she acting fishy. I don't wanna trust these niggas, they be fishy too. Only thing I'm worried about is smelling fish on you. Hopping that whip, making the top drop. I don't give a shit.
Nope.
I'm liable to drop her off. A Japanese chick. Straight like her hair so long. Yeah. And not till that hoe so long.
Bye.
And not till that hoe so long. And not till that hoe so long.
Look at my wrist, you know that shit shining, yeah. Pull out and dip, you know that bitch whining, yeah. Ice on my neck, because I'm on fire, yeah. I don't know why these niggas biting when I'm trying to get my money higher. Right, trying to drive my thing. I don't know why these niggas choose to hate me. Probably cause they bitches always stay complacent. Nowadays niggas always built so abrasive.
She wanna know about me and what I do and how I get it. Iceberg Johnson telling me she acting fishy. I don't wanna trust these niggas, they be fishy too. Only thing I'm worried about is smelling fish on you. Hopping that whip, making the top drop. I don't give a shit.
Nope.
I'm liable to drop her off. A Japanese chick, straight like her hair so long, and not till that hoe so long.
Bye.
And not till that hoe so long.
All right, y'all, this is TGIF, this is Sean Don, and we are back. The track before that, you were listening to Ivy. Right now, you're listening to your boy, Yari. Make sure y'all check that music out. On TGIF, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We on there. But we definitely about to jump into this Grammy conversation.
Yeah, we got to talk about these Grammys. We got to talk about these nominations.
They don't think I won a Grammy.
I hate that song.
That song gets me hype, man.
But we gotta talk about the fact that it was like the number of black people who got nominated this year. It's like pretty good turnout.
Pretty good turnout, because last year, you know, we was ready to give up the Grammy. We about to make our own awards.
Right.
Wasn't going to be no BET stuff either. You know, right. We was real deal. about the protest, the Grammys. You know, last year was Chris Rock. I think it was only one black person that got nominated out of all those categories. So
Chris Rock got nominated at the Grammys?
No, Chris Rock was hosting.
Was like, what?
Booth. That's the booth right there.
No, you know I don't watch the Grammys.
Yeah, he don't watch the Grammys. But we definitely got to jump to this conversation real quick.
Yeah.
Chris James, go ahead and handle with some of your categories, some of the people you think that may win. Real quick, before we even jump into everything, I do want to let y'all know Beyonce is leading the pack. Adele, Chance the Rapper. Shout out to Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, Kanye West.
Breaking the standards.
Kanye West, of course. And I got to talk about that. Because people wanted to get on my man Kanye when he went into the mental institution and they come out.
Kanye went to the mental institution. Now everybody got a mental problem.
I know, right? I got a mental problem too.
Kanye may be crazy cool. So.
Right. And everybody, but then, okay, well, let me get back.
Let's get back to the Grammy conversation real quick.
Because I could talk about this all day.
Go ahead and name some of your, your peoples. Who you think going to win some of your favorite categories.
We got for Best Rap Album. That one's one of the most important to me. You got Drake, Schoolboy Q, Kanye West. You got Chance the Rapper, which I was interested in. De La Soul, that was interesting too. Mm-hmm.
De La Soul, and you know that album, they even have money to make that album. They did a GoFundMe, they fans. Yeah, that was crazy.
Their album was dope.
It was really good too. Yeah, they didn't disappoint.
And now I can't, I personally, Drake, how can I forget Drake, obviously. I think Views is honestly gonna win simply off of just by default.
Yeah,
because if you just think about who the Grammy would give that award to, I can't see them giving it to Chance per se.
Uh-huh.
I think it could be possible, but I could see them giving it to Kanye just because it's Kanye,
right?
But not for that album in particular, because I feel like that album was like so against odds that I can't see it. And I mean, Schoolboy Q, I personally love Schoolboy Q's album. Like, I thought it was amazing, but I just don't see them giving it to that something that hood.
Drake is going up against Beyonce for album of
The year. Album of the year. I'm talking about best rap album.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. My bad. I was about to say,
No, I'm talking about best rap
Beehive
album.
Beehive about to come on now. And Justin Bieber.
Bieber, Adele, Beyonce, Drake, and is it the Chainsmokers? I don't know who the last person
is. The Chainsmokers.
Yeah, Chainsmokers.
Shout out to the Chainsmokers. I rock with y'all, even though y'all pop, so it's cool.
But I personally believe Drake's gonna win Best Rap Album. I don't think anybody else could possibly beat him.
I think Drake got that. I don't know if Drake got album of the year. I'm pretty sure they might
album
go
of the
to
year.
Adele.
Yeah, I could see either Adele or Beyonce.
Justin Bieber's in here. Drake.
I really don't see him winning no album of the year.
Can't pronounce their name. The last name is Simpson. Bart Simpson cousin. I don't know. A Sailor's Guide to Earth. So, what about Song of the Year? We got Formation. We got Hello. Hello might win over Formation.
Is Hotline Bling on there?
No, Hotline Bling isn't on there.
Okay.
Man. So I'm thinking Hello might win over Formation for Song of the Year. That's
I can see that too.
Best New Artist.
Best New Artist is very interesting because they got Chance and Anderson .Paak on there.
Yeah, I want either Chance the Rapper or Anderson .Paak. Chance the Rapper isn't that new,
I think he still qualifies just because
he's just not getting
mainstream exactly. And Anderson .Paak pretty much came out and he pretty much hit the ground running with his career.
We got Best Pop Solo Performance. We got Adele, Hello. Beyonce, Hold Up, Justin Bieber again, Kelly Clarkson, Ariana Grande. Let me see here. We definitely don't want to. Well, Rihanna is nominated for Best Pop Duo, so she gets that. She really don't have anybody there really.
Best Rap Song? I think it's Best Rap Song.
Who's nominated for that? 21.
Yeah, no, not 21.
I'm just playing with y'all, man. I was like, what?
I was about to say, yeah.
Designer is nominated for a Grammy, y'all.
Yeah, and a lot of people are mad that Designer got a nomination before Future ever did.
That's crazy.
But, I mean, in my opinion, I don't really know of a song besides, I'd say, March Madness that I could see. Not that I'm saying deserves a Grammy, but that I could see actually winning a Grammy. Like, I don't really see a song like Fuck Up Them Commas gonna, you know, get a Grammy.
I know Best Rap Performance, they got No Problem, Panda, yeah. Pop yeah. Style, All Pop the Way Style. Up, that part. I'm thinking,
that's it?
I don't, yeah. I'm thinking Designer might win it because he go crazy when he perform Panda.
I think it's between him and Chance because, like, Pop Style wasn't that amazing of a song for it to get no damn Grammy.
Yeah, I don't
opinion.
Understand why they got
and
that.
And then, no, I can see it be All the Way Up, though.
Nothing can stop.
And I'm pretty sure Famous is on that list too. Famous and Ultra Light Beam are both.
That's not on the best.
I swear
rap
it is.
I'm looking at it right now.
No, not rap performance.
I'm
Chad.
On the
Grammys. Best rap song.
Oh my bad.
I said best rap.
I'm looking
song.
At best rap song / performance. I see Beyonce, Freedom, Drake, Hotline Bling, Dram, Broccoli, Ultra Light Beam, Kanye West, and Famous.
And
Kanye
Famous.
West.
So okay, so
Kanye West got two in here.
Yeah.
So I hope Kanye's. Kanye
by the
West
way,
a Grammy.
Shout out to Kanye West for becoming the person with the third most Grammy nominations of all time. He's
That's
tied
dope.
With Jay-Z right now.
Ooh, he might surpass Jay-Z.
He very well can because he's still got, you know, he's still on his grind, whereas Jay-Z. After Magna Carta, I was like, I hope he take a break.
Right. Real quick, best rap album. They got Coloring Book by Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, say all these. Drake.
Oh, you did. My bad, bro.
Yeah. Ah. That's it. Drake, Kanye.
Oh, my bad.
De La Soul.
Yeah.
Schoolboy Q.
I think it's just time to go, y'all.
Slick.
I'm messing up and everything.
Slick.
But
hold
let's
on.
See.
Is there anything else? I just want to make
about,
sure.
We already did this rap song.
Album of the year.
Let's see about the R&B category. I don't see R&B.
Who are you
category.
Surprised didn't get no nominations this year?
Travis Scott.
Really?
I don't think his album was that bad where he didn't deserve. Oh, Solange. Shout out to Solange.
Oh, yeah. Solange, he did get a nomination.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Travis Scott. I was surprised he didn't get nominated for anything.
Really?
Yeah, that was kind of surprising. I'm like, how did Designer get nominated before Travis Scott? Who knows?
Scott didn't get nothing last year?
No, I don't think so. I can't remember, man. But who knows? I will definitely be watching this year Grammys. We got a lot of black people nominated. And not just because of black people. If you know me, I listen to anybody.
Yeah.
I listen to Lady Gaga, R. Kelly, Andrea Bocelli. Like, it doesn't matter. So I just want to see some good music. I definitely want to see who's going to be on top of the Grammys this year.
I mean, in my opinion, just the sole fact that Drake and Kanye West are both up for Album of the Year. Oh, no. Kanye's not up for Album of the Year. Actually, okay, forget what I was gonna
say.
It's
time to go.
Yeah, forget what I was gonna say.
yo, definitely gotta say thank you for listening to TGIF Radio, man. This is our second week with this season being very consistent. We definitely want to continue to put out good podcasts. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. We don't even have Snapchat, but follow me personally on Snapchat, Sean Don. And we definitely said we was going to leave y'all with the first track from our new project called Nashville Nights.
Yes.
This is the first track. It's called Pre-Game. You know how you be, you know, at the sets with your friends. Y'all get ready to go out and have some fun.
Right.
Check out this track, Pre-Gaming by Sean Don, produced by Chris James. We is up out of here, all right? Holla at me.
They did the mace
thing. I popped my collar, too. See ya.
The Jada kid.
I'm the villain getting drunk in the swimming pool. Packers fat like me, plus cash rules. I don't care what they think, I'm a savage. Just a chick in the game that wants to live lavish. I'm lit, I'm drunk, I'm high. 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 Yeah, we ain't got money, but we have a good time. Pre-game and lit like we the D9. Sipping gold 45 like it's 95. Somebody grab my keys, cause I can't drive. I'm lit, I'm drunk, I'm high. Please don't kill my vibe, let my drunkenness thrive. Cheers to the weekend, everybody's creeping. Them niggas never woke. They always sleeping. We got black and mouse in rotation. We got cuffs filled up for the occasion. Everybody comes through, they get turned in the mug. We about to get loose before we go to the club.
Man, we about to get lit, man. I'm about to get drunk as fuck out here, man. Ooh. About to turn the fuck up. We trying to set off for this motherfucker. Real talk though. I won't leave the house.
drunk, I'm high. I'm lit, I'm 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 drunk, I'm high.
Dog, slip me a drink so that I can think better. About as fast as a blink, and it's all past to the sink, and I drain that shit. But fuck if time's quick, 5 o'clock is getting here faster, I'm ready for that. Mixed heavy, the fact is that I'm various black. Black man in a black hole, just hand me the flask. Goal is a vanishing act, though, is where everything goes. Pause if you needed it, drowning all of my demons without a cause or a floaty. Give me the shot like I'm Kobe, but he got out of the game, so I got nobody to hold me. I'm fisting all of the mischief, I missed the part when you slipped it. Are we supposed to be starting? I'm kinda tired of goalies get Mike Gardner. Mike Gardner's getting sick of fights ending in the bushes. I ain't started, but I finish them quick. It's combat, and I ain't ready till I finish this fifth. I'm kinda ready to get into some shit. Vicious.